An overhead view of a manhole dominates Edward Melkarth's 70-by-70-inch painting of the same name. Two almost life-size men rest at the hole's edge, their legs disappearing into its depths. The man on the right side of the hole sits on a ladder and looks over his left shoulder. His muscular arms extend wide from his body, mirroring the curve of the manhole's perimeter. His right leg is bent, and the top of his thigh catches a patch of sunlight. The bright white shirt he wears, the brightest area of the canvas, stands out against his tannish-brown pants. A large yellow glove envelops his left hand, while its mate lies below his outstretched right hand. Dark brown hair spills out from the front of the man's green cap. From the viewer's vantage point directly above the scene, his body mimics the shape of a cross. A smaller man dressed in a bright red shirt occupies the left half of the manhole. He reaches his right arm outward and behind him, and his palm pushes against the hole's edge, as though he is using his hand to propel his body downward. This man bends over toward his left, and only the right side of his face is visible. The upturned collar of his shirt hides his mouth and chin, but his blonde hair catches the light of the sun directly above him. Viewed together, the two men lean in opposite directions, creating a sense of movement around the manhole's edge. A collection of objects lies around the ground into which the manhole is inset. At the top right of the painting, two bananas, a pear, an apple, and a sandwich emerge from a brown lunchbox. A red slice of tomato and green leaf of lettuce appear at the sandwich's edge. On the ground to the right of the box, two cigarettes spill out of a tan cigarette carton. A large piece of crumpled white paper lies below these objects, separating them from the cracked gray and tan surface of the ground. The textured cover of the manhole occupies the bottom right corner of the canvas. Pieces of paper partially obscure its surface, as does the collection of tools that rest upon it. A hammer extends from behind the larger man's left arm, its head resting on the surface. The wooden handle of the hammer intersects its curved metallic head, producing a shape that evokes a hammer and sickle. A pair of pliers lies open to the left of the hammer, next to a red and gray hand-cranked drill. A flat-head screwdriver and a curved handle of a saw complete the tableau. Positioned next to the cross-like form of the larger man's body, the tools evoke the instruments associated with Jesus' crucifixion by the ancient Romans, often referred to as the instruments of the Passion, or, in Latin, the Arma Christi. On the opposite side of the canvas, a tan rope coils around itself. Light catches one end of the rope, transforming its fibers into a brighter, lighter, golden hue. The rope is almost as thick as the side rails of the ladder. Like the muscles in the larger man's arms and neck, the twists of the rope are well defined. Much of the rope sits on the ground around the manhole, but one of its ends dangles down into the hole and disappears. A tarp covers the ground in the top left of the painting, its color similar to that of the rope below. Much of the wrinkled fabric lies in shadow, but in a section similar in size to the smaller man's torso, sunlight catches the high points of the tarp. The glowing fabric dangles over the riveted edge of the manhole, obscuring the left edge of the man's red shirt. A grayish-white bird rests in the shadowed portion of the tarp. Its wings stretch outward and behind its body. Surrounded by symbols of the crucifixion, like the tools, ladder, and rope, the bird evokes the presence of the Holy Spirit, often represented in Christian imagery as a dove.